See, either you believe the word of God or you don't. I'm telling you, y'all, I've been through some stuff. Been through some stuff. What are you going to do now? I wouldn't tell my wife. My wife, if I tell her things, she can't handle it. So I keep it to myself. She didn't know. I don't even think she knew how much money I owed. I owe a lot of money. How you gonna pay that back? The devil said, how you gonna pay that back? Now you ain't, your crop didn't do, I mean, it's molded, your beans are molded, you couldn't sell. What you gonna do? How you gonna pay? 40 something thousand, how you gonna pay that money back? Where you gonna get it from? How you gonna, you know what I kept saying? God said, he said in his word, he said he would supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I said, Father, I want to thank you that all my needs are met according to your riches and glory. Went to the USDA. Told the man, what you gonna do? He ain't make it no better. Are you delinquent? I don't know what you gonna do. It'll take a miracle. I said in my mind, I receive a miracle. I didn't tell him that. I said in my mind. I'm telling y'all, I'm not telling you. I'm telling you what God will do. He'll do it if you believe it. So I just kept my faith in God's word. And tell you what I did. Because insurance usually don't pay that much. Because I know I have used it before. Didn't pay nothing much. Pay that much. So I turned it in on the insurance. What little insurance? No, I have turned it in before. I don't pay that much. You may get a little something. So this time I said, well, I get what I can get, you know, because I know the insurance don't pay that much. So I called my insurance agent. I said, I can't get my beans out. I said, it's rained. Some of them molded. I said, they molded. They not no good. He said, I tell you what, best thing to do, probably just leave them in the field. Don't worry about them. Just leave them in the field. And so, okay. So I left him in the field. He said, I get somebody to come over there and look at him and check him out. Got a man come over there and look at him and check it out. Man said, I tell you what I'm going to do. He said, because I couldn't even get over at the time I was working in the international paper. I couldn't even get over there to even go to the field because I was working 12 hours a day every day. I needed every dime. You understand where I'm coming from? No, I couldn't get off. So my brother went over there with him. So he said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take pictures of the worst looking beings over here on this side. I ain't going to take pictures of the good looking ones, the ones that look pretty good. I'm going to take pictures of the worst looking ones, and I'm going to turn them in. And y'all, guess what? When I got that check, it was more than what I needed. Now, tell me God won't work things out for you. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. Let me tell y'all what. I went to the USDA office. Woo! Glory to God. The man that gave me that such a hard time. Put the money in the bank, in my account. Usually they be wanting the check to go in there, no deposit, no, where they can handle it. But at this time, see, I had paid for the insurance myself. The government didn't pay for it, I paid for it. I went there and I wrote out the check for what I owe. Oh, you all seen the look on his face. If I could take a picture, he was not expecting for me to come up with that money. Oh, how'd you get this? I said, the insurance company turned into an insurance company. They paid for. You don't pay that much. You don't pay that much. As you should have been in our name. I said, Uh-oh, but you say, you know, now what difference does it make whose name is in? I'm paying the bill. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. When you put your trust and your faith in God, you can't lose. All things are possible to him that what? Believeth. Greater is he that is in who? Me or you than he that is in the world. I can do all things through the greater one that lives on the inside of me. I can tell some, I tell some more stories, but I'm going to go on. I'm not telling y'all what I think. I'm telling y'all what I know. I've lived it. You know what? I mean, because I see I ain't going to finish. I'm just going to have to just float. That's what I'm going to have to do. Thank you. You know, the Bible say the just shall do what? Live by what? Faith. You see, the devil don't want you living by faith. You know why? As long as you keep the devil in the arena of faith, he loses every time. The devil cannot win when you walk by faith. He can't win. He know he can't win. His arms are too short. Because when you, see, he boxing with God. When you're talking about faith, the devil can't handle God. That's why I get excited about it, because I know. I know. You know, my business have grown. My business grown. You know, I'm going to tell you something. When you decide, because you're nothing without God. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're nothing without God. But with God, I'm not without God. I'm with him. I got him on the inside of me. See, the just shall live by faith every day.